And as we continue on our preseason fall sports previews with coaches from around our listening area, we now check in with the Westfield Husky girls golf coach, Danny Featherston. And coach, sounds like going to have a pretty good group of girls that are coming out for you this year.
Yeah, we got 10 coming back and we had 11 last year. So 2 years in a row with a big group, which is really exciting.
Well, let's go ahead and break those numbers down. Out of those 10, how are we looking upperclassmen or underclassmen-wise?
Well, we have one senior, and then we have six juniors. So we have a huge junior class. We have one sophomore and two freshmen.
Well, let's talk about the senior. First of all, if you can tell us who the senior is.
Our senior is Autumn Hoppe, and she is a second-year player. So she started golf last year, and just coming into her second year, just now she knows what the course is. She was part of our district team last year, and so she's going to bring a lot of familiarity to the courses for the younger classmen.
Well, that's one of the things that we talked about. I remember last year some of the gals that had not played before did come out this year, and this is a second year, now senior, and now you have some juniors also behind her.
Yeah, which is huge. So the entire team is either in their first or second year. So we are very young, but most of those juniors are in their second year, and a lot of them were part of districts or the varsity team half the year. So they have experience, and I just think there's going to be a lot of growth in their course management and just more confidence this year in themselves.
You know, it's one of those things for the gals, as you, it makes your job, I would say, a little bit harder, that you're talking about first and second year players. There's a lot of rules to the game of golf, the do's, the don'ts, that you have to express to them. And maybe there's something out there that they didn't really know, oh, that's what happens, or this is how you have to do things in golf.
Yeah, there's a huge learning curve there. Luckily, West Holt allows us to have an assistant coach. I have Todd Hale who helps me. And that makes a huge difference. But throughout the season, there will be learning curves. We discuss rules, but golf has a lot of rules, and they're quite complex. So there is always a learning curve, but I think they will have more confidence in that area coming back this year. And I've already noticed the older ones helping the younger ones with these rules.
Well, we talked about the senior and said you have some juniors and stuff like that. If you'd kind of recap maybe the breakdown of the class, one senior and out of the next 10, what are we looking at number-wise for the juniors? How many?
We got six juniors, and five of them are returning for their second season.
Wow! So
those are gonna—they're competing right now, pretty close amongst themselves for those top five spots.
So there you have seven, and that means you have just three left in the bottom two classes.
Yep, one sophomore and two freshmen.
And talk about maybe some of those youngsters, you know, as we talk many times about the summer season where kids go off to work or do something like that. Have these youngsters been able to pick up some of the game management and things like that already?
Well, for the two freshmen, they are our first two freshmen to ever get to play junior high golf. West Holt got junior high golf started last spring. And so those two girls got to be part of that program. And so they got a little bit of a head start, whereas the upperclassmen never had that opportunity. So they're coming in after just playing in the spring. And then our sophomore, yeah, she plays a lot in the summer, a big golfing family, so we see her out there a lot. And then the other thing is West Holt received a grant from the PGA Reach program this winter. And so we had two PGA professionals come out work with us for 3 days in July, and they gave us a lot of good pointers and just helped the girls out and helped us out as coaches just to lead our program forward.
Well, Coach, as we speak, you're going to be playing in a invitational in O'Neill, one of the longest courses, nine-hole courses in the state of Nebraska. Kind of how do you prepare your girls for that? You just say, hey, it's one shot at a time. We do what we can.
Yeah, one shot at a time. Yeah, a lot of people worry about the length of O'Neill, but personally, I think the short game's a bigger priority. We really focus our team on short game, and we spend our practice today preparing on short game, 75 yards in, because a lot of people forget that those greens are pretty hilly. They're always fast, and they're really big.
Well, if they're not able to catch you in O'Neill, you guys are going to be hosting a golf scramble coming up next Tuesday, a chance for the public to come out and see your youngsters participate.
Yes, absolutely, and it's a fun format where they get to compete as a team together against other local teams. So it's just a different format. It's a lot more fun for the kids. They get to actually talk to their teammates, and I don't know, just have a little more competitivity amongst their teammates and camaraderie amongst one another too.
Well, as you continue on throughout the season, any new courses that you and your team may see, or are we back on the same typical schedule?
We have the exact same schedule, but our district does go to a new place. We have never went to Wayne, and so we will be at Wayne Country Club this fall. It's an 18-hole course, and we do not play any 18-hole courses during our season, so that will be a change for us.
Well, actually, kind of nice for the girls. I mean, sometimes it's nice. Maybe you play the 9-hole courses, and second time you come around, you're like, okay, this is what I did last time. I need to do something different here. But you don't get that opportunity on an 18-hole course.
No, and it's two different types of nines. Gives them a whole nother challenge, and it also spreads out the field for districts, which makes it fun. It also prepares them for state. You know, if a team gets out of state or an individual, it's always on an 18-hole course. So. It prepares for that state level.
Well, Danny, we wish your girls and you and your assistant coach the best of luck as you hit this fast-paced fall season in girls golf.
Well, thank you so much.
And again, that is Coach Danny Featherston of the West Holt High School girls golf team and competing in O'Neill today.